At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
And this is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Catherine Layden is with me to talk about... Well, we won't talk too much about Meghan Markle, will we?
Not too much. We have a few words, though, Kieran.
All right, I'll say. So the reason we asked you to come in is because Meghan Markle, she's so busy, Catherine. She's so, so busy she's admitted that she has to get a takeaway the odd night. But when she gets a takeaway, she doesn't eat the chips out of the bag like the rest
of
us.
She decorates it.
She decorates it. She presents it. You know, she thinks about the visuals, the aesthetic.
Don't start. I really think, God help her, she's probably doing her best. But, you know, there are so many wonderful chefs in the States, like Rachel Ray, Ina McCartan, and they make quick food, tasty, nourishing meals. But poor Meghan was wearing the most expensive clothes, most expensive equipment, most expensive ingredients. The average family don't have that.
Yeah.
At all. And I don't think she's too familiar with the kitchen either.
Well,
be honest.
Right, okay. Well, it wasn't her kitchen now. Not much about that was real, I don't think, was it?
Nothing was real.
Yeah.
Nothing at all was real.
I'm not surprised that she runs out of time, given how much time she spends faffing about on that show, putting things together. But lots of people listening to this are time poor.
You know,
they're all rushing around. They've got a swimming lessons and doing the homework.
Absolutely. Well, she doesn't have that. She has people, I'm sure, to bring the kids wherever they want to go and even produce, I'd say, the meals for them. Unlike here, where it's a tough job now. If you have two people working, young children going to their different, you know, activities and trying to get a healthy dinner on the table, do homework. Like, it is very, very difficult.
How easy then or otherwise is it to get a healthy dinner on the table in 15, 20 minutes?
You've got to plan ahead, really, Kieran.
Okay.
And it can be done, I must say. But if you're watching your budget, it can be a little trickier. Like fish, for example, cooks very quickly. But fish can be expensive.
Mm.
And you can also make a stir fry in next to no time. I'd always keep a bolognese sauce, say, in the freezer. And then have a spaghetti bolognese if you're rushed or under pressure, that you can do some very healthy meals very, very quickly. Yes.
What are the staples then that you'll always have in your fridge or freezer or your larder,
your store cupboard,
that you know that you can go to? Right, you know, if the end of the week happened on the shopping, I know there's A, B and C there, I can cobble together a meal.
Now, in recent years, pasta, of course, has become very popular.
Yeah.
And pasta cooks much quicker than the old spud used to.
Yeah.
And like we were all used to the meat, two veg and the potatoes.
And if you've got the boiling water tap and the induction hob.
Oh yeah, if you've got that, you're laughing. Yeah, but a lot of them don't have that either.
How do people live?
I do not know. I do not know.
Like Meghan Markle.
You are. You're getting like her now, Kieran. Yes, exactly. But to use the freezer if you can. I know that's easier said than done. But kind of plan your menus for the week if you can. And it's also handy to have something like one idea for your leftovers. Don't waste the leftovers. I know you're inclined to either eat it yourself to save wasting it, or else it goes into the fridge and you don't use it for 2 or 3 days or it's thrown out.
Yeah.
So just think a little bit ahead.
Yeah,
is the way to do it, I think.
And are there kind of certain meals that lend well to batch cooking like that, that last longer? I mean, how long will fish, what's a nice, like a fish pie, something you can kind of cook?
Fish pie, yeah, that's a good one.
How long would that last now? I have to eat it the next day?
Well, you'd have to eat it, first of all, it's best when it's fresh.
Yeah.
Right? And then if you've got some left over, into the freezer.
Okay, freeze it.
And then reheat it.
Yeah.
The same as the spaghetti bolognese, the bolognese sauce. Take that out of the freezer the night before. You know it's there if you're stuck. Take it out the night before and then you just cook your spaghetti and anything you want to add to it the next day. Another thing, Kieran, you can really spice up a meal by making a very attractive, tasty salad.
Yeah.
And, you know, okay, you have to use those ingredients as well because they don't last that long nowadays either. But like something that looks appealing and is healthy.
Yeah.
Which we could have a very tasty salad with a chicken breast or stir-fried chicken, and you're getting a healthy, balanced diet as well with that.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, if you grow your own salad leaves,
oh, that's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised now Megan didn't have the veg coming in from her garden.
Well, the gardener had a day off, maybe. she doesn't know where it is in the garden.
Wouldn't be able to find it, I'd say, exactly.
She'd be lost. She'd be wandering around the estate somewhere.
Exactly.
Where's those mixed leaves?
Oh.
To do all of this, you need a bit of, you said it right at the outset, a bit of planning. Like when you're doing the shopping list,
particularly
you need to know,
list.
Is it?
Yes, yeah. And always go with the list. Because I'm at fault myself. If you don't have the list, you're going to buy stuff you don't need. You're going to be tempted. And I find if you go to the same supermarket as well, you know exactly where your, you know, the stuff you buy is, so you get through your shopping an awful lot quicker.
Yeah.
But certainly a list is important. And a rough idea on the menus you're going to have for the week and for lunches and whatever else. I think that's the trick, really.
And always replenish, I take it, some of the reliables. I mean, obviously, your olive oil, your pasta,
your
salt and peppers or whatever, but also
your eggs,
your soy sauce, if you're doing stir fries, that type of thing.
Absolutely, yes.
Just always have that backed up.
And it's amazing what you can turn out with those few stable ingredients.
Yeah.
So it is.
And what do you say then to people who, let's forget Meghan Markle for a moment, but actually people listening to the show that say, we have to have takeaway a couple of nights a week because we're just under such time pressure.
Well, I can understand that here, and I really can. But I'd say once a week now would be the max.
Yeah.
Because the takeaways, they're not really healthy.
Yeah.
Like I saw in one of the parts of the programme I watched with Megan, she got a takeaway, and here, like we said earlier, here she's spending an age trying to decorate the blessed thing. You know, you want to eat it. It'd be gone cold by the time
she decorated. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I just felt that, you know, she could have done an awful lot better.
What if Catherine Layden was getting a takeaway then? What would you get?
I very seldom get takeaways.
But no, you go on, you have to answer now. You don't have to name a particular
fast food chain. Well, I'm not going to know.
I'd
probably go Chinese takeaway.
Would you, yeah?
Yeah.
Probably. What would you order?
Now, not a spice bag.
No.
I'm not a spice bag fan.
Chow mein?
Chow mein, yeah. I like sweet and sour.
All right, okay.
And anything really on the Chinese menu I like. Now, I know Indian has become very popular. I wouldn't be big into Indian, but Chinese would be, if I were to have a takeaway. Yeah.
The big dirty bag of chipper chips.
Oh, good night, Jack.
Oh,
I love them.
Yeah.
Oh, they're a treat.
Everyone loves them.
You love them,
loves
yes.
them, Catherine. That's why that's
And something else you can do is make burgers in advance, Kieran.
Yes.
You know, buy your mince, make your burgers, freeze them, and you take them out the night before. That there are things you can make really, really quickly and simply and get your prep done. But I don't recommend takeaways more than once a week.
Catherine, great to see you. Thanks for coming
pleasure.
Into us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025 and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.